Good morning.
早上好。
Let us open our Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 to 15.
让我们一起打开我们的圣经，翻到提摩太前书第二章十一到十五节。
Let me ask God for His blessing of His word.
让我们一起来请求神的赐恩给我们。
O Lord our God, we pray that you will open up our hearts to listen to your word.Give us light so that we may understand your truth.
赐给我们光亮，让我们能够明白你的真理。
Give us a receptive heart so that we may obey your good news of the gospel.
也赐给我们一个愿意接受的心，让我们能够真正的愿意谦卑顺服在你自己的福音之前。
We pray all this in your Son Jesus' name.
奉我主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. I'm going to just ask Tony to please read it for us.
好，我们一起来，我们看提摩太前书第二章十一到十五节。女人要沉静学道，一味的顺服。我不许女人讲道，也不许她管辖男人，只要沉静，因为先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃。且不是亚当被引诱，乃是女人被引诱，陷在罪里。然而女人若长存信心、爱心，又圣洁自守，就必在生产上得救。
Man. There is a trend that is happening in our society right now.
在我们的社会中现在有一个趋势。
I read last week of an article that published last year in 2024 by the Survey Center on American Life.
我上周的时候读到一篇去年由美国生活调查中心发表的一个文章。
The title of that article is Young Women Are Leaving Church in Unprecedented Numbers.
它这个文章的题目就是年轻的女性正在以前所未有的数量离开教会。
In that article, it shows that women outnumbered men among the young adults leaving religion.
在这篇文章里面它指出就是女性们他们以超过男性的数量正在，尤其是在年轻人中正在离开教会。
The highest number is Gen Z being the that's the worst part of it.
最严重的就是这个 Generation Z 这个时代，就是
零零后。Then millennials.
然后就是千禧年代。
Then a little bit of Gen X and Boomers, baby boomers.
然后就是八零后、九零后、七零后，然后还有婴儿潮的那一代。
One of the lines in the article explains this.
在这个文章中他有一句话来解释这种现象。
And I quote, young women are more concerned about the unequal treatment of women in American society and are more suspicious of institutions that uphold traditional social arrangements, end quote.
他是说这个女性她更关心在美国社会中关于对女性的不平等待遇这样一件事情，以至于他们怀疑那些维护传统社会的这样的这种机构。
This change of trends in our society has everything to do with the advent of modern feminist movement that I mentioned last week that started in the 1960s.
这个社会趋势的改变和我上星期提到的从1960年代开始这个女权主义运动出现是很有关系的。
And we are now just reaping the full effect of it.
我们现在只是收获到它这个女权运动的影响。
Men, brothers,Let us be honest here, okay?
弟兄们，我们如果很愿意很诚实的面对一件事的话
，Which of you have not been outthought, outtalked, or outdone by women in your life?
你在生活中你碰到过就是你在生活中，比如说有女性在思考或者言语或者是在行动上超过你这样一件事情吗？
Besides physical strength in generally speaking, besides physical strength,
除了这个身体上的力量以外，这件事情以外
women in our society are just as smart, capable, courageous as men, and sometimes even better than men.
我们在社会上现在我们看到很多女性，无论是在智慧、能力、勇气这些方面，都超过了男性，至少和男性一样。
When it comes to leadership in our modern society, our natural human inclination is that people who are proven to be competent, whether they're men or women, should speak and lead.
尤其是在我们现代社会，就是谈到领导力的时候， 我们自然的倾向是，如果这个人有能力，那不管他是男性还是女性，他都应该有权利来领导。
And the truth is, our modern society has abundantly benefited by many female leaders.
而且事实上是现在这个社会确实得益了很多有领导力的女性。
We have seen very successful CEOs, prime ministers, congresswomen.
比如说我们看到过那种非常成功的女性的CEO 也好，国会议员也好，内阁成员也好，甚至是首相。
School presidents, cabinet members, you can name it.
或者学校的校长啊，或者是内阁成员，你就可以想到很多这样的女性。
But for the Church of Jesus Christ, and for the homes too, I would say, leadership is called and commanded by God to be different according to God's design.
但是对耶稣基督的教会来讲，这个被神呼召的这个领导力对他的要求和这个设计上，他是跟社会上是有不同的。
It is for the purpose of bearing witness to the gospel of salvation.
这个是为了见证救恩的福音来设定的。
And this is what we see here in the text today in 1 Timothy chapter 2.
这也是我们今天在提摩太前书第二章的经文中所看到的。
There are Christians, especially those who are in the liberal churches, believe that.This text is either aiming at some specific historical situation.
在有一些基督徒，特别是在那种自由派教会里面呢，他们有的人会认为刚才读的这段经文是针对一个特定的历史或者文化情况。
They believe that Paul's teaching here would only apply to the church in Ephesus, not to anywhere else.
他们有的人甚至认为这个保罗在这里的教导只适用于当时的以弗所教会，并不适用于其他地方。
They would claim that Paul is merely forbidding women who lacked proper education to teach and to have authority.
他们声称这个保罗的这段教导，他只是为了禁止当时缺乏教育的这个女性来做领导，或者是来拥有权威。
Or they believe that this text is about women who teach, who are teaching already, are not to abuse their power, not to be domineering of their authority.
也有人把这段经文解释成保罗其实是提醒当时有教话语教导的女性。他们应该小心，不要专横或者是滥用他们的权威。
But the fact that Paul grounds his reason upon the order of creation and the creation and before the fall in verse 13, we need to pay attention to that.
但是在我们应该注意到是在第十三节，保罗其实是把他的理由建立在创造这件事情的秩序上。在人堕落之前，就在第十三节里面。
We can see that leadership in the church isn't merely a cultural matter, but a principle matter.
我们能看出在教会的这个领导力，它不是一个仅仅是一个文化上面的问题，它其实是一个原则性的问题。
This means that this command is universally applicable and relevant to all churches in all ages.
这也就是说保罗这个教导是适用有普遍性的适用原则，适用于所有时代的所有教会。
So as Bible-believing Christians,
作为相信圣经的基督徒
，we must obey and submit to God's word.
我们必须要顺服神的话语。
We must come to understand what the proper leadership of the church should be. That would be my first point today.
我们要完全正确的理解教会。的领导权到底是什么意思？这也是今天牧师要讲的第一点。
And we must come to embrace and uphold the unchanging truth of salvation. That would be my second point.
我们必须要信奉而且持守这个救恩不变的这个救恩的真理。
So first, understanding the proper leadership of the church.
第一点，我们来谈一谈理解教会的正确领导。
We look at verses 11 to 12.
我们看刚才的第十一到第十二节。
So these verses that we have here, the whole chunk from 11 to 15, they are Paul's further instruction for the women, specifically when the church come together in worship formally on Sunday.
这个刚才从第十一到第十五节，保罗讲的就是在正式的，尤其是在星期天的崇拜的时候，对女性的一些教导。
Paul's concern, as I mentioned last time, is to have proper order in the church.
保罗所关心的就是在教会的崇拜中要有适当的秩序。
In verse 8, he gave his instruction to the men that is telling them that they had to lead prayers by lifting holy hands and hands. This is about the conduct, lifting holy hands.
在第八节里面他提出由这个男人来要举起圣洁的手带领祷告，这是他们正当的行为。
And they had to do it without anger and quarreling, and so this points to the condition of their hearts.
而且他们应该没有愤怒，也没有争吵，这个是指他们内心的状况。
And then starting in verse 9, he gave his instruction for the women.
在第九节里面，他给了女这个姊妹们教导。
They had to present themselves in modest and respectable appearance that would reflect the inner quality of their godliness.
他们要有端庄，要有可敬的外表呈现自己，反映了他们内心深处的这个圣洁的状况。
Again, Paul is getting at the heart's issues.
保罗这里面谈到的又是在指内心的状况。
And they are to also have good works, and so good works is about their conducts.
他还要讲到要有好的行为，就是他们自己行为上能够反映出来。
Both men and women must come to worship God, must come to present themselves before God with clean hands and a pure heart.
不管是男是女，来到神的面前崇拜，要有圣洁的手，要有圣洁的心。
That's a reference to Psalm 24.
就是在诗篇第二十四篇。
And now Paul continues with his instruction to the women.
那保罗在接下来继续对这个女人有教导。
In verse 11, he says, "Let a woman learn."
在第十一节，他就说要让女人一直要学道。
If you know the historical and cultural context of this, this should really be shocking to you.
如果你知道历史文化背景的话。他这句话其实是有点让人吃惊。
Because it is so countercultural, so very pro-women.
他其实是有点反当时的文化，因为在这句话里面他非常的支持女性。
Back then, in the ancient time, most women are not are illiterate.
在当时的情况里面，事实上是大部分女性事实上是文盲，不认识字。
And there was a strong cultural bias from both the, whether you're Jews or Gentiles or Greek or religion or not religious. They're all against women being educated or being discipled.
不管是犹太人还是希腊人，当时的文化不管你是宗教人士还是异教徒，当时的文化其实是非常反对女性接受任何的教育。
Except those who have status and money.
除了那种有权有势的人。
But now Paul wants all women to learn to be discipled.
但是这里面保罗就是他希望所有的女性都学习，都被门徒训练。
But how?
但是如何做的？
Verse 11, he continues quietly with submissiveness.
那在第十一节了，他讲要沉静学道，而且一味的顺服。
Quietly, also in verse 12, he also mentions again to remain quiet. And this cannot mean that they should be shut up and not allowed to speak in the church.
在这里面，在十二节也提到要沉静。那保罗的意思并不是说要让姊妹们完全闭嘴，在教会里面不能说话。
Because Paul uses the word quiet already previously in verse 2, refers to the entire church, and he cannot mean that the whole church is to shut up.
因为在前面在第二节里面他也讲过用沉静这句话沉静这个词，所以这句话不是说整个教会都要不吭声。
Learning quietly with all submissiveness is about women's humble attitude in their learning.
反而沉静学道然后一味的顺服指的是姊妹的这个谦卑学习的这样的一个态度。
That women in worship must be teachable, peaceable,and not contentious, not feisty, not disruptive.
他指的是姊妹们在敬拜中是可以教导的，可以被教导的，也是心态和平的，而不是说带着一个争论的、好斗的、破坏性的这样的一个态度来。
And then in verse 12, Paul clarifies this even further. He says, "I do not permit the women to teach or to exercise authority over a man."
在第十二节里面保罗继续澄清这点，不允许女人讲道，也不允许她辖管男人。
The kind of teaching that Paul is speaking of is in the context again of the formal gathering of the church in worship on Sunday.
那保罗讲的这个话的这个背景又是就是在主日正式的崇拜当中。
He is not talking about women are not allowed to teach in the marketplace in the secular world.
他不是说在这之外，比如说在市场上或者在世界上，女人就不允许来领导。
In other words, when he says teaching, he means strictly means preaching of the word of God.
那在这里面，他在在这里面将讲这个讲道的意思，他就是说要传讲神的话语。
Women are not to be preachers, pastors, teaching elders.
他讲的是姊妹不应该变成传道人，变成牧师或者是教导的长老。
And the idea of exercise authority means ruling.
那行使权威的话，它的意思就是要统治，要管理。
Women in the church are not to rule or govern over men.
那它的意思就是女性在教会中，她不应该是要来统治或者管理男性。
They are not to be ruling elders.
所以他们不应该成为治理的长老。
You gotta look at this beautiful symmetry that Paul has in these verses.
那其实你能看到在这里面，他这个，他说话有一个对称性的一个原则。
When Paul says to women to learn quietly, it corresponds with not permit to teach. You see, they go together.
当他在讲，女人要沉静的，学道，和这个他不要来讲，来传讲神的话语，这两个是有点对称的。
And when he says women are to be with all submissiveness, it corresponds with not exercise authority over men.
然后他在讲女人要一味的顺服和这个不管辖男人，这个又是一个对称的。
Paul's command and explanation here is really simply very, very clear.
所以我们说保罗在这里面的他的这个教导和他的命令其实是很清楚的。
Church leadership is all about teaching and ruling. You think about it.
如果你想的话，教会的所谓的这个领导权其实就是关于教导和统治和治理这两个。
And this is why in our PCA, in our denomination, we have teaching elders and ruling elders.
所以这个在我们 PCA 这个长老会里面，我们有教导的长老，也有治理的长老。
But please notice that this doesn't mean women or sisters aren't allowed to teach at all.
但是大家要明白的是，他并不是说姊妹就完全不允许在任何时候来做教导。
It only means that they are not allowed to preach when the church formally gathers on Sunday for worship.
我们主要强调的是，他们不允许在像主日正式崇拜这上面。
Women are called to teach in other church settings, situations.
姊妹其实在很多其他的教会的场景里面，他们是被呼召要来教导的。
In Titus chapter 2 verse 3, Paul mentions women are to train other women and also young children.
比如说在提多书第二章第三节里面，姊妹们其实是被呼召要来训练其他年轻的女性或者儿童。
In Acts chapter 18, verse 26, we have Priscilla, woman, and her husband, Aquila, privately taught and instructed Apollos outside the context of the church worship.
那在使徒行传里面，在第十八章二十六节，百基拉和亚居拉私下里也教导、指导亚波罗。这个是在那种集体崇拜的活动之外的。
Let me share this story that I got from John MacArthur.
我想跟大家分享一个就是约翰麦克阿瑟已故的那个牧师的一个故事。
Elizabeth Elliot, who is the widow of the famous missionary Jim Elliot.
有一个很有名的传教士叫 Jim Elliot, 艾略特，他的太太叫伊丽莎白艾略特。
This happened in the 1950s and 60s when Jim Elliot went to the South America, Ecuador to be a missionary to the Orca people.
在一九五十年代的时候，这个传教士叫吉姆·埃略特，他去了南美洲厄瓜多尔，对当地的那个土人奥卡人传教。
Jim Elliot was killed by these Orca people.
这个吉姆·埃略特这个传教士其实是被当地的土人给杀死了。
But then later on, Elizabeth Elliot, his wife, widow, returned to these people to live with them and to share the gospel with them.
但是后来他的这个遗孀伊丽莎白去当地跟当地的土人一起生活，而且向他们分享福音。
And many of the Orca people repented and came to faith and turned to the Lord for salvation.
很多当地的这个奥卡人后来接受了福音，信了主。
And then at one point, Elizabeth Elliot was the only biblically trained person left who can speak the Orca language. Only one person left, him herself.
就是在当时那个时间的话，这个伊丽莎白艾略特她是唯一一个能够说当地语言的，而且接受过正规的圣经训练的这样的一个人。
And, but so convinced was Elizabeth Elliot in her heart that she would not violate God's word, that she would take one of the Orca men and weekly taught the man a sermon so that he could preach it on Sunday, on the Lord's Day.
但是因为他心里面非常坚定神的教导，所以他不想违反神的话语，以至于他每一次他都会带一个当地的这个奥卡族的一个 男性弟兄训练他，让他每周的时候叫那个人去讲一篇道。
This is very much like what happened with Aquila and Priscilla.
这个就像这个亚居拉和百基拉里面一样的。
Elizabeth Elliot would not step up to the pulpit to preach, but she would not mind instructing men preachers with God's word.
这个伊丽莎白艾略特她完全可以站起来讲道，但是他不介意在这，而且他也不介意在非正式的场合去讲，但是他愿意去训练弟兄，让这个弟兄去主日讲道。
In a non-corporate worship setting，
对，尤其是他如果是在非集体崇拜的话，他是可以去教的。
But please notice that even though according to God's word, women are not allowed to be preachers。
但是你知道，根据神的话语，女性不允许在正式的集体聚会中变成传道人。
Not all men are allowed to do that either.
但其实也并不是所有的男性都可以这样去做的。
Only some are allowed.
只有少数的一些弟兄。
We will get to that in chapter 3, obviously.
等我们讲到第三章的时候，我会谈到这点。
And now, sisters.
那姊妹们。
I want you to know that just because you are not called to preach to rule the church, it doesn't mean that you are not called to serve.
那姊妹们。虽然你们并没有被呼召说要在教会中要传道要治理，但是并不意味着姊妹们就没有被呼召说要在教会里面不侍奉。
Nor does it mean that any of your service is unimportant or not valuable.
它也不是说姊妹们的任何的侍奉就没有价值。
There are so many ways that sisters, women, can impactfully serve the church, serve Christ.
在教会里面有很多方式可以让弟兄让姊妹们来服侍。
Like showing hospitality, caring for the afflicted, maybe be part of the praise team.
比如款待新来的弟兄姊妹，照顾这些关怀事工。或者参加赞美团队
preparing the Lord's Supper, being in the sound booth, of course, children ministry, right?
准备我们的手主餐，就是准备这个主餐，帮助音响室，还有儿童主日学等等等等。
Help to lead and facilitate Bible study, doing missions work.
还有的时候也可以帮助能够带领下面小组的查经，帮助宣教事工等等。
No one is excluded from serving the Lord, or should they feel that they are excluded?
没有人应该被排除在服侍主之中，他们也不应该感受到自己在教会中被排除。
It is only that according to God's wisdom, God has designed the man to take on the specific role of teaching and ruling in the church.
只是根据神的智慧，弟兄们被特定的设计这样的一个角色，让他在教会中承担教导和治理的。
And women are not to take on or confuse that role.
那我们的姊妹不需要有这样的一个责任，也不需承担这样的责任，或者是混淆这样的角色。
For lest there would be chaos and disorder in the church.
否则的话，在教会里面就会有混乱，也会有无序这样的一个状况。
Now, let's turn to the second point, because this is going to answer why. What is the reason behind this command that Paul has given us so clearly?
Now, we will go to what I just said, the second point. This will give you an explanation why there is such a thing. Why there is such a
teaching? We have to embrace and to trust this embracing this unchanging truth of salvation.
Now, we will go to the second point, which is that we have to believe in the truth of salvation.
As I mentioned earlier, Paul grounds his reason for this command upon the creation order before the fall in verse 13.
那就像我讲的，在保罗把他这样的一个教导的理由，他是建立在这个在亚当夏娃他堕落之前 在第十三节里面提到的那个神的创造的秩序上。
Paul says in verse 13, for Adam was formed first, then Eve.
在第十三节里面，保罗这样讲，因为先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃。
So let's go back to Genesis and think through this.
那我们到创世纪里面，我们稍微想一下这件事情。
After God created Adam first, he commanded Adam to not eat of the tree of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, right? In Genesis 1.
在
sorry, Genesis 2, excuse me.
在创世纪第二章里面，神创造了亚当之后，他命令亚当不要吃分辨不要吃分辨善恶的那个树的果子。
That was before Eve was created, if you pay attention to it.
你如果注意的话，这个神这个对亚当的吩咐是在夏娃被创造之前就已经吩咐他了。
Next, Adam are to teach this command to Eve.
那后面是亚当把神对他说的这个命令传导给了夏娃。
So as far as we know, God did not speak directly to the women about this command.
那根据我们现有的所知，就是神并没有直接对夏娃说这件事情。
And Eve was to submit to.Adam's teaching of God's command.
那夏娃要做的就是顺服亚当这个对神命令的这样的一个教导。
And together they are to rule over all creatures by keeping God's command, even to fight against the serpent, right?
然后他们俩一起应该来遵守神的命令，来统治所有的受造物，甚至就是来抵挡蛇的攻击。
And you can see how God has given the role of teaching and ruling to Adam, even from the very beginning, over women from the very beginning.
所以你看，神从一开始就把这样一个教导、一个治理的这个角色给了亚当，男人。
And notice that the verse that they were formed, like verse 13, from Adam, both Adam and Eve Adam was formed in passive. In other words,It was not a choice by Adam, or it wasn't a choice by Eve. They were created.
那在第十三节里面，这个亚当他用的是一个时态，是一个被动的，就是亚当他就是被造的这一点，他就强调这样的一个角色。这个角色不是说好像他有权利选择，就是给他的。
Now, let me add this. As much as the man Adam is put first in the order of this relationship with the woman Eve.
那我再补充一点，就是在刚才讲的这个关系中，尽管这个男人亚当他是好像放在了女人夏娃之前
，In no way this means women are spiritually inferior to men.
但这个并不是说在属灵里面，姊妹就低于弟兄
，Or that she is less valuable or less in dignity.
或者说姊妹的价值就好像少一点，尊严就要更低一点，不是这个意思。
Because both men and women.Were created and made in the image of God, Genesis 1:27.
因为创世纪第一章27节，它指的是就是男女它都是按照神的形象所造的。
Now let's look at what happened to the creation order after the fall.
那我们再看一下这个人堕落的时候，这个创造的秩序发生了什么变化。
So the serpent in chapter 3 deceived Eve.
在创世纪第三章里面，这个蛇欺骗了夏娃。
And remember how Eve tells the serpent that God told them not to even touch the fruit, right? In verse 3 of chapter 3.
如果你记得话，当时夏娃告诉蛇，神告诉他们，那个果子就是根本就不能碰。
Did God say that to Adam?
那神是这样对亚当说的吗
？God never said that.
其实神并没有这样说。
And it is either that Adam failed to teach.To fail to transmit his teaching, God's command, or that Eve failed to listen and to submit to it.
那或者是亚当就是没有很清楚的，他很失败的，就是没有讲清神对他的命令，或者就是夏娃在听从、在顺服中自己失败了，他把这个神的原话给变了。
And next,
那接下来。
Eve taught her husband Adam, who was right there. If you look, pay attention. Adam was right there. She taught her husband, who was right there, to eat the fruit.
那接下来你会发现，夏娃就是又教导、告诉她的丈夫吃这个果子。最有意思是，亚当其实当时就在这个谈话的旁边，他就在现场。
That's in chapter verse 6. You can check it out. And Adam, what happened? Adam submitted to Eve's teaching.
你如果看的话。亚当，顺服了 他自己的太太夏娃的这个教导。
And now together they disobey God.
那一起他们就违背了神的话语。
Because why? Because now the creature, the serpent, rule over them.
因为一个受造之物，就是那个蛇，开始统治他们的心。
This is a complete reversal of the creation order. You can see that, right?
这个相当于是完全把神创造的秩序给颠倒了。
And here in verse 14, Paul, this looks, seems like Paul is blaming Eve, the woman, for her sin.
那在刚才读的这个第十四节里面，你如果表面看的话，好像是保罗在责备女人夏娃的罪。
I don't think that's the case.
但其实并不是。
Certainly, Adam wasn't the one who was deceived by the serpent. That much is clear.
从这个事情发生的顺序，确实，亚当他并不是被蛇直接欺骗的那个。
But he listened and submitted to his wife Eve.
但是他听从又顺服了他的自己的太太。
And Adam, think about this. Adam knew what God had commanded, and yet, with his right, undeceived mind, he chose to disobey God.
你如果想的话。亚当很清楚知道神对他的命令，但是他选择，他一个头脑很清醒的状况下，他选择去违背，去听从自己的。
You see how this verse 14 is also an indictment of Adam?
所以第十四节事实上也是对亚当他的这个罪的控诉。
And also remember how Adam was right there when Eve and the serpent spoke.
而且你要知道，在夏娃和蛇对话的时候，亚当其实就在旁边。
Adam did not take charge to protect his wife.
他没有就是承担保护自己的保护自己的女人的这个角色。
Adam rejected his role to lead and protect his wife.
亚当他事实上他拒绝了自己的这个要领导和保护自己妻子这样一个角色。
He didn't rule his own house.
他自己没有治理他自己的家。
As much as Adam, the man, was made by God and to have prominence.Of his leadership over the women.
尽管这个亚当被神创造来，他是要有治理、要领导这样的一个角色。
His position, his leadership is never meant to be dominant or domineering over the women. Over the women.
但是他的这个领导的这个位置，也不是要对他的女人夏娃有非常的专制或者是蛮横。
Man's leadership is meant to be sacrificial.
男人的这个领导地位，他的意思就是你要有牺牲。
Adam was made first to protect Eve through his teaching and ruling.
亚当第一个被造，就是要通过他的教导和治理来保护夏娃。
His role is to stand before the enemy, the serpent.
他的角色其实是应该是站在就是。直接面对敌人，就在这里面就是蛇。
So that Eve, the woman, wouldn't be the target of deception.
这样的话，她自己的女人就夏娃，不至于说变成一个被欺骗的目标。
Or to be assaulted by Satan's schemes.
或者是被撒旦的诡计攻击。
This, by the way, this does not mean that women are gullible or easy to be deceived. That's not what it means.
但是我顺便说一下，这个也不是说好像姊妹们就非常容易被骗。
Because Satan, the problem is that Satan do target women. Why?
因为事实上，就是撒旦确实是非常容易攻击姊妹，为什么呢
？Because Satan knew women by herself, apart from her husband, would become a much, much more vulnerable target.
因为撒旦知道，如果女人独自一人不没有在丈夫旁边的话，是很容易变成一个被攻击的对象。
And man's role of preaching and teaching in the church is like that.
我们弟兄在教会中治理或者是讲道。这样的一个角色就是这样的。
It is meant to be sacrificial and protective of the women.
那的角色就是要有牺牲，要保护女性。
As the nature of this kind of work, teaching and ruling, we are being thrown into the front line of the spiritual battle.
因为这样的角色就是，弟兄就会直接被要站在属灵征战的最前线。
We are being exposed to criticism, verbal assault, or even persecutions.
弟兄就是不论在在言语或者是甚至在身体上都可能会遭到迫害。
By nature, we are exposed. I am exposed.
本质上就是 我们每个人都是被暴露的，就是包括牧师。
This is even more applicable today with all the guns violence that we have out there, right? You think about it.
就你想到，如果像今天的社会有枪支泛滥，有一些这样的情况，其实这个就是更现实。
Even the preparation of teaching and preaching and ruling is meant to be struggle, hard work.
在教导，在治理，它本身这件事工就是要，是一种很艰辛、蛮有挣扎的这样的一个工作。
And men are specifically called by God to slave over it, to slave over the church.
神特别呼召弟兄要为教会这样的劳苦。
Paul himself alluded to this multiple times when he talks about how he toiled for the gospel ministry.
保罗自己在其实多处他能够暗示到你能够看出来他为了这个福音是多么的辛苦。
His life was filled with hardship, persecution, suffering, imprisonment.
他的生活充满了艰辛迫害，有的时候甚至被下到监里。
It is according to God's love and design that women, God's daughters, are to be protected from taking on this exposed role in the spiritual warfare.
这个根据神的这个爱的这样一个创造的设计，本身这个男性就被放到这个角色，是为了要保护神的女儿们。
But this does not mean that women are not to make any sacrifice.
当然这个经文也不能被理解说是女性在服侍中就没有任何的牺牲。
And now we come to the really difficult clause in verse 15.
那我们现在就来看这个非常比较难的这一节，就第十五节。
There he says that women are not to be saved through childbearing.
他这里面说什么他并不是说这个女人的救恩就是必须要通过他们生孩子。
That's what it says, sounds on the surface.
这个就是表面上听起来好像是女人得救就是因为生孩子。
I want to say a disclaimer here that I don't have 100% of certainty of the following interpretation I'm presenting to you.
那我们牧师先声明一下，他不想百分之百保证他在下面这个解释就是完全的，他很确定这样一个解释。
And this is what, but this is what I come to after a lot of study, readings, meditation, and prayers.
但是许牧师通过长期的思索、祷告还有默想他有下面的这样的感受。
And so clearly, this verse cannot mean that every woman will be saved by giving birth to having babies.
显然这个经文不能被解释成或者不能意味着说我们姊妹的救恩就是通过他们生孩子。
Paul is very, very clear, even in the first chapter of Timothy, he mentions his salvation is by faith in Jesus Christ alone.
因为在提摩太前书一开始就是保罗就很清楚，他说救恩是通过对基督的信心而来。
And another lines of interpretation is that a number of commentators believe that this is a direct reference to the birth of Jesus by Mary.
有的这个圣经注释学家他就把这节他就联系到直接他是在引用就是耶稣基督是玛利亚所生的。
But I find this to be too obscure for Paul to make such a direct connection without any mentioning of such context.
但是我们牧师自己他觉得这样的一个联系也是有点牵强，因为否则的话这个里面就应该会直接引用刚才那件事情。
I believe Paul is referring to God's promise in Genesis 3:15.
我自己的理解这句话他是在讲在创世纪三章第十五节他是在讲神的这个应许。
There, the seed of the woman, that would be the coming Messiah, the seed of the woman would crush the serpent's head.
在三章十五节里面他讲到提到过就是女人的后裔即将来的弥赛亚会打碎蛇的头。
And the seed of the serpent would bruise the heel of the woman's seed.
而且但是蛇的后裔将伤女人后裔的脚跟。
And this is referring to the suffering and the victory of the cross.
这个是讲的在十字架上的痛苦，但是也是和后来的胜利。
And then in the next verse, Genesis 3:16, comes the curse of the childbirth pain of the woman.
那在创世纪三章十六节里面，他接下来又谈到这个女人在生产中这个痛苦这样的一个咒诅。
I believe this is not just talking about the moment of the physical pain of birth.
我自己的理解，这个里面讲的也不只是说在生产中。当时的那个时刻 身体上的疼痛。
It is also referring to the special pain that mothers have to endure in parenting, in bringing up their children all through their lives.
这个也是指就是女性尤其是就是母亲在 养育自己的儿童，自己的孩子这个过程中一直所受到的特殊的痛苦。
Such pain is the reminder of the hope and promise of salvation by the woman's seed to restore the creation order.
这个痛苦呢，又是对女人的后裔以后她能够恢复创造秩序的这样的一个希望，的一个提醒。
This kind of pain is so unique and quintessential to womanhood.
这样一个痛苦对女性的话，它是非常特别，但是又非常典型的这样的一个生理上痛。
No biological male can usurp, can take this privilege away from women.
没有就生理上的男性能够从女性中好像能够篡夺女性这样一个神设计上的一个特殊的一个角色。
It is by God's design given to women only.
因为神的设计。这个上面就是只是给女性的。
I know, like I said, not every woman will be a mother, for sure.
我们知道，并不是说所有的女性，每一个女性都能够变成一个母亲。
But both men and women are to hold tightly and embrace the unchanging truth of salvation.
但是无论是弟兄还是姊妹，都是要紧紧地抓住这个救恩不变的真理。
This does not mean all women must have children.
这个也不是说好像所有的姊妹都要生孩子
，or certainly not all men must teach or rule with the church。
也不是说所有的弟兄都要在教会中治理或者是教导。
It does mean that men are to be men。
他的意思是弟兄要变成弟兄。
Men, you are to be leaders in your home. Men, you are to take charge. Men, you are to protect。
弟兄在家里面要有自己的这个角色，要保护。
Women are to be women.
女人也要变成女人。
You are to serve, to support, to complement your husband.
要侍奉，要帮助自己的丈夫。
To submit to the leadership of the church.
也要顺服在教会里面的权威。
All this is according to God's creation order.
这些一切都是根据神在创造的秩序所。
We are all to be obedient to all of God's unchanging truths that leads to the gospel.
所有的人都要顺服神不变的这个真理，以至于这些真理将来能够引向福音。
Salvation does not just start when Jesus came.
因为救恩不是说只是从耶稣来的时候才有的。
When did Jesus come?
耶稣什么时候来？
Oh, excuse me. Why did Jesus come?
耶稣为什么要来？
Because of sin.
因为罪。
Because of the reversal of God's creation order in the garden.
因为在伊甸园里面，这个堕落已经把神创造的秩序给颠倒了。
And so to reject or reverse God's creation order in any aspect of life, particularly in this particular case, we're talking about women teachings in the church, right?
对，所以在生活的任何方面，尤其在我们刚才这个特殊情况，就是在女人在教会中教导这样一个角色，要颠倒神的创造的秩序的话
，or to reverse any of the roles in our society of what men are supposed to be doing, women are supposed to be doing, and you know how applicable this is about transgenderism right nowadays.
或者就像我们今天的社会里面看到很多的角色，男人要做女人的事，女人要做男人的事，甚至包括那些各种各样的变性的这样的情况。
To reject God's creation order is to embrace sin.And to deny the gospel of salvation.
要颠倒神的创造的一个秩序，其实就是人就是拥抱了罪恶，你相当于是否认福音和救恩。
Men, brothers,
弟兄们
，and women, sisters,
姐妹们
，true faith in Christ is expressed in trusting and living our lives according to the unchanging truth of God's creation order that brings us to the gospel.
那对神的真的信心是通过信靠。顺从，他的创造秩序这样一个不变的真理来表达出来的，包括这些这个表达这样的信心也会把我们带到福音面前。
Because God's restoration process has begun when our Lord Jesus achieved victory on the cross.
因为当耶稣基督在十字架上得胜的时候，也就是神的恢复的秩序的这个过程就已经开始了。
And that now that process is coming through the church first.Into the world.
这个过程是从教会开始，然后传到世上。
Without trusting in and embracing this whole truth of the God's word, there is no salvation.
没有信靠，或者是不去信奉神话语里 这全部的真理就没有真正的救恩。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we give praise and thanks to you for the wonderful creation order that you have given us.
我们的天父，我们为你创造这样正确的世上的秩序来赞美你。
Because even through it, we see your wisdom.
因为通过这样的秩序，我们看到你自己的智慧。
And Lord, we are sorry.For we know that in so many ways in our lives, as men and women, that we have reversed that creation order.
主，我们为我们自己男男女女在很多事上违背你自己的秩序感到痛心。
We pray the Lord that you will forgive us and lead us to Christ.
我们能够请求你能够饶恕我们，把我们带领到基督面前。
Lead us to trust in Christ alone.
让我们能够唯独信我们的基督耶稣
and to live our lives according to the teaching that you have given us
也按照你自己的教导活出我们的生活
Amen
Amen